Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Authorities in northeastern Pakistan saying a suicide bombing attack on a court complex has killed at least 12 people, wounded about 50 others. Bombing occurred hours after Pakistani troops killed four suicide bombers before they could detonate their devices in a Christian neighborhood in the provincial capital of Peshawar. The attack prompted authorities to step up security around churches in the province and elsewhere in Pakistan. Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro marched through the streets of Caracas demanding a recall referendum against the president. Venezuelans say they are growing tired of triple-digit inflation and food shortages. Brazil's ousted president, Dilma Rousseff, has filed an appeal with the country's Supreme Court to challenge the Senate's decision to remove her from office for breaking budgetary rules. If the court grants the injunction, the Senate trial will be repeated. With Rousseff out of office, Michel Temer will fulfill her term as president until 2018. But as Latin America expert Mark Jones tells VOA, despite Mr. Temer's lofty rhetoric, the nation is deeply divided, mired in recession, and facing a host of challenges.
First, the Brazilian economy is deep in the doldrums. Second, many on the left believe that this was an undemocratic pseudo-coup and are unlikely to accept Temer as the country's legitimate president, engaging in protests and generally trying to obstruct his government's process.
With Rousseff out of office, so is the Workers' Party that has been in power for many years. This is VOA News. Gabon's interior minister says that more than 1,000 people have been arrested since the capital erupted in violence after officials announced the re-election of President Ali Bongo. Opposition leader Jinping is disputing the official election results that showed him losing by 5,000 votes to Mr. Bongo. The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says the key mediators in the Syria conflict, the U.S. and Russia are continuing talks at a senior military, security, and diplomatic level and will continue to do so through Thursday.
While you are seeing in both Jan and me and my colleagues in Damascus and in New York and elsewhere, not only Geneva, a strong feeling of outrage, frankly, and of disappointment, what you should know, the more we see that happening, the more determined we are in not abandoning or letting the Syrian people down.
De Mistura was speaking in Geneva alongside Jan Egelin, a special advisor to De Mistura. Egelin stressed it was urgent sieges across Syria need to be broken. The United States announced additional sanctions aimed at Russia over its continuing support for Ukraine's rebels and the 2014 annexation of Crimea. U.S. Department of Treasury has designated 37 new individuals and companies operating in Crimea and Ukraine for the sanctions blacklist. Russian officials have said in the past that sanctions levied over its actions in Ukraine have undermined efforts to resolve the conflict. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has declared he would deport millions of undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. and has renewed his vow to build a wall on the border with Mexico and that Mexico would pay for it if he is elected. Democrat Hillary Clinton says she wants to continue current U.S. policy to deport only illegal immigrants who have committed crimes. Hurricane Hermine is battering the U.S. state of Florida's northern Gulf Coast this hour. Hermine could dump as much as 51 centimeters of rain in some parts of the state. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
We have not had a hurricane in years. So many people have moved to our state, and we always have visitors. This storm, hurricane, is life-threatening.
Hermine is expected to weaken, moving into the state of Georgia later and then up the eastern U.S. coast over the next few days. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.